Hey everyone, welcome back. All right, guys, today's episode, I'm going to go over a homeowner or property owner giving you a guilt trip. Yes, this happens quite a bit, believe it or not. And what I'm referring to is you come out to look at a job. You haven't been working for them yet. They're about to hire you, right? Or they hired you and you're just about to start. You show up and you're getting ready to actually just do what you're supposed to be doing. Now, a lot of homeowners and property owners will try to give you their guilt trips. And they'll say, "Oh, I just got fired from my job," or like some terrible information, right? Now, is that information credible? Maybe, and maybe not. But the fact of the matter is that when you go to work for someone, you're not their friend, right? Remember, this is like the first time you're showing up at well, second time maybe you're showing up at their home, but you're actually first time to do a job for them, right? You're working for them. You're not their friend. You're not their psychiatrist, you know? And so for them to start giving you a guilt trip, because what they're trying to do is they are trying to make you feel bad for them. So that way you either charge them less, right? So they get a cheaper service from you. Or if they can give you enough of a guilt trip that you'll do it for free. Okay? Don't do that. Don't let that happen to you. Okay? There is a lot of homeowners out there and property owners that will give you a guilt trip very quick, regardless if it's true or not, and in the hopes of, getting over on you, essentially. You know? Now, this has happened to me many times in the past, and this is why I wanted to talk about this topic today. I had, a homeowner say, here's a good one. So I go out to meet this homeowner one day to look at all the things that need to be done. We go over a list, we make a list of things that need to be done. She agrees, I agree, and I schedule a day to come back and get it all done. So I come back on my scheduled day on time, not late. I am never late. When you're in business, you want to be on time, punctual. So I show up on time. I meet her again. I say, "Hey, good morning. So I'm going to go ahead and get started." And she wants to have a little conversation, which is okay. But what happens is this is kind of how it unfolds. She goes, "Oh yeah. When I told her this morning, I said, how are you doing and everything?" And she said, "Well, not good." And I said, "Why? What's wrong?" And she said, "Well, I just got fired, and I have no income coming in now." I said, "Okay." I said, "Would you like me to go forward with the work that we agreed upon or not?" Because here's the thing, I don't want to move forward unless I know for sure that she still wants to move forward. But she's already given me the guilt trip that she lost her job. Now I should give a little context. The property that this property's at, there's like a little like old style shack. And there's the actual house. She actually rents out the old style shack to a landscaper, okay? To a guy I actually know. I didn't know he lived there until I showed up to do the work that day. But what happened is that guy actually told me, my friend, and he wasn't lying. He actually told me that she hasn't worked in how many years. So she didn't just lose her job. Right? But she was trying to give me the guilt trip. But at the time, I didn't know that, right? I'm just taking it at face value. So she tells me she loses her job, she's got no income coming in, and I ask her, I said, "Okay, well, considering that now, do you still want me to move forward and do the work that we agreed upon?" And she said, "Yes." So if she lost her job and she has no money coming in, but she still wants me to do the work going forward, right? It's just a little odd, right? Because let's think about this. If you lose your job, you have no money coming in, none. But you still want some. Now, the list is not just one thing. The list is like 19 things on this list that need to be done. So that's going to add up, right? But she still wants me to do it. So I said, "Okay, sure, no problem. I'll go ahead and get started." And maybe after the third or fourth project that I was on already, she's hovering. She's coming by and, she's talking, which is fine. But she keeps trying to give me more of a guilt trip. Like, things are just falling apart in her life and, all these things. And she's trying to make me feel bad. Like, I do feel bad if this is any of these things she's telling me is true. But that's not going to affect how I do my job. And that's not going to affect how I'm going to charge her, right? Because we already have an agreement on how much I'm charging her, right? But you'd be surprised how these homeowners will interact with you in order to try to get on your guilt trip, right? So now at the end of the day, I finish up everything, and she's obviously there, so she sees everything being done. And I said, okay, well, I'm done. I'm about to head out. I'd like to go ahead and clear up payment. And she goes, okay, well, hold on. I'll be right back. So she goes into the house. She comes out, and the agreement was actually to pay cash. Okay. But she didn't pay cash because she said she didn't have cash on her, which I'm mad about because that was the agreement. Obviously, she knew from the beginning because the conversations we had. That cash would be a lot better, but we had an agreement on it. Now, so she comes out with a checkbook and she's about to write the check and she goes, "So how much was it again?" And I tell her the price, and she goes, "Really, that much?" I said, "Yes, I told you how much I charge. I told you how much everything was going to cost ahead of time." And she says, "Well, considering my situation, what can you do for me?" I said, "Considering which situation?" And she said, "Well, I'm having a hard time. I lost my job, blah, 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 blah." She's telling me. I said, "I asked you before I started work that if I should actually start work or should I, not start work essentially." And you told me to go ahead and start work. So I'm assuming that we are still moving forward on the agreement that we had. And she's like, "Well, is there nothing you can do for an old lady like me?" Now, keep in mind, she wasn't that old, but she's really trying to give me, this is like, she owes me the money already. I've already put the time and labor in. I'm tired. I've been in small spaces and cramped trying to do things. And I just want to go home already. I worked for the money that I deserve. And now she's trying to fish me out of being able to get that money. And I said, I'm sorry, but the price stays the same." And she's like, "Well, considering that I'm senior citizen," she wasn't though, "you offer a senior citizen discount, right?" I said, "No, I don't." And I said, "No, I don't." And I told her, I said, "That was also never discussed." I said, "The total amount is X amount." And she goes, "So you're not willing to help me out in any way?" Now, keep in mind, I just helped her out, essentially, right? I just did all this work for her. It's time to pay up, but she's trying to get out of it. So I said, "We had an agreement. If you weren't comfortable with the agreement, you should have brought up some concerns and we could have talked about it. And if you felt uncomfortable about paying what I charge, I did ask you before I started the job, if I should not do the jobs." So she knew, so what she's doing is she's coming up against a roadblock. I'm essentially creating a roadblock and stopping her from moving forward on trying to get over on me or trying to get a discount. So she goes and says, "Okay, fine." She writes me a check and she hands it to me. She goes, "I should let you know." I said, "What's that?" She goes, "I probably won't be using your services in the future." She got mad because I was not willing to feel bad for her and give her a discount. Okay. So essentially what she's trying to do now is make me feel bad after I've done a great service for her. Everything is up and running and working and fixed and so forth, but she wants to make me feel bad. Right? But that's okay. I'm a business person. You're not going to make me feel bad. When you're in business, you have to have tough skin. Okay? You're going to have great people and you're going to have terrible people. Okay? And she's fo following on borderline terrible at this point. And I look at her and I said, "I understand. And I said, thank you for paying in full. And I said, I hope your situation gets better in the future. And I said, have a great day. And I turned around and I left. I didn't rebuttal what she told me, right? I just throw it back as being a kind person. I collect my check. And the first thing I do is make sure I go straight to the bank and cash that. Because there has been instances where customers will try to put a stop on the check before you get to the bank. So I made sure I went to the bank and cashed it right away, and it cleared, and everything was good. But the moral of the story here is we had an agreement. I verified if I should move forward before I start work. She verified yes, and she was just trying to essentially rip me off because she was actually retired. She was actually retired. She didn't go to work in years. But she just told me when I, that day when I showed up to do the work that she just lost her job. That's a lie. It's a lie, 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 right? So be cautious, guys. Do not let customers or homeowners or anybody that you're working for give you a guilt trip. Always reconfirm before you start to work. Because when it's the end of the day and it's time for them to pay, they can't say that you didn't ask him that, right? Obviously. Now, there was no problems with my work or workmanship, because if there was, she would have brought it up in the conversation or during the job, because she was there pretty much the whole time. That wasn't the issue. I did a great job. I had great workmanship. So, you got to be aware, guys. Now, coming back to the first point I made earlier in this podcast was my friend that lives there. So, I seen him on a another job site. He's a landscaper, and we had a conversation about his landlord. And he asks me, he's like, "Oh, how'd everything go that day?" And I told him the little story about it, and then he said, "Well, wait a minute. She hasn't worked in years. She's retired." I said, "Huh?" He's like, "Yeah. I mean, I'm renting from her. I think I would know." I said, really? I said, because she was telling me some lies that she just got fired and she doesn't have any money coming in and X amount. And he plenty told me she's trying to scam you. She tried to scam you. I said, oh, I realized she did. And he asked me, was I able to get paid? I said, yeah, but I had to fight for it because she was making like this really bad, sad story about her life this whole time. And I said, even after I got paid, she told me that she probably won't be using my services in the future. And my friend started laughing. And I said, what are you laughing for? He's like, this lady is crazy. Like, you came out and did a great job. She tries to give you some lies. You're not willing to fold for the lies, right? And you still get paid because she knows she owes it to you. But yet, she wants to make you feel bad and tell you that she won't be using you in the future. I said, right. He goes, And he goes, actually, I've been trying to find a new place to move because she's always asking me to do things around her house and I'm not getting compensated for it, even though I am renting the little place from her. So the moral of the story here, she's actually been trying to rip him off by doing free stuff. He's renting this place and he told me that he's essentially doing her yard for free. Lawn mowing, weed eating, trimming, all this stuff for free. And he's not getting any reduction on rent, or she's not even paying him for anything. So he said that he's looking for another place to live because he doesn't like living there. So I thought that was also very interesting. Right? So don't take what people tell you at face value sometimes, especially about their personal life. Because I didn't know if it was true or not, obviously. But I could tell, you can read people. And I could tell that she was not telling me the truth about everything. And then when my friend confirmed everything, that kind of set my mind at ease. Now let's go back to the ending part of when she told me I would no longer need your services. I was still polite, I was still professional, and I left. Right? That's key. Continue and hold your composure no matter what they tell you. Okay? Because when you leave, when I left, I was actually smiling and happy that she won't call me again. Because guess what? Even if she called me again with this experience I went through with her, I would deny working for her. I would just avoid it completely. Because if she's willing to do this now, and let's say in the future she calls me back, I already know I'm going to be fighting for my money. I already know there's going to be the guilt trips and some issues and some problems or something coming up. So it's better that it ended like that. Right? So I walked away smiling and happy. And that's why I took that check directly to the bank right away. That way I could get paid and there is no way for anything to happen going forward. I will never do work for her even if she called me. Right? So when I'm walking away, essentially what I'm thinking to myself is, no, I will never work for you again. Right? So, anyway, guys, just want to give you guys a little real life story here and, how to try to mitigate some of it. And, don't take things at face value and do your job. You're not their friends. You're within the, you're doing business. Keep it business, right? Like when I go and do a job for someone, I don't talk about my personal life at all. I don't talk about if I am married or I'm not married, if I have kids, if I don't have kids. I don't talk about none of that. I am not there to have coffee with them and just chat. I am there to work. So that's what I did. And that's what I continue to do is work. So, anyway, guys, thanks for tuning in. Hope this information finds you well, and I'll see you guys on the next one.